And as a result, they ended up deploying pepper bombs and tear gas. The head of Border Patrol speaking about these actions, defending them today.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Tijuana. General Motors planning to slash nearly 15,000 jobs and may close five plants as the automaker restructures to cut costs.
In a statement, GM CEO Mary Barra says the company will move away from slow-selling cars and shift its focus on next-generation hybrid electrics and self-driving technology. GM recently offered buyouts to thousands of its workers.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the United Auto Workers Union, vowing to fight the cutbacks. This is Fox News.
Dell's Cyber Week sale for small business is on.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
We're live on the red carpet, waiting for the next generation Credenz soybean. There he is.
Oh, Ed, look, it's Credenz Liberty Link GT27.
I know, Adna. He's got elite genetics.
You gotta love his 4 bushel per acre yield advantage.
And he's both Liberty and glyphosate herbicide tolerant.
Definitely the year's hottest performer. Ask your Credenz retailer about the new Credenz Liberty Link GT27 soybeans.
Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't overpay for your Chevrolet. Go to PatriotOnline.com for Black Friday specials. Check out all the Silverados. We're just a smidgen up the road and quite simply a better experience. Find new roads. Patriot Chevrolet, Princeton, Indiana. Smidgen.
Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on TOC Radio. Geico, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, does the same. Home Advisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on Mass Reach Radio, TOC Radio. Those companies only exist on the internet. What do they know that you may not? Internet-targeted advertising is weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like TOC Radio. They know if the consumer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. Internet advertising is a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will. Just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same. TOC Radio. Mass media.
It is time for basketball at the YMCA of Vincennes. Registrations are being accepted for our youth basketball program. Fundamentals, teamwork, and fair play will be the focus of this program. Kids from ages 3 through the 8th grade, boys and girls, and of all levels are encouraged to join the fun. And as always, financial assistance is available. Go to VincennesYMCA.org to register your child today. Deadline is November 30th.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. I'm your host, Bill Pollack, for the Big Ten Today, each weekday right here on WAOV. The Big Ten Conference is legendary with some of the most competitive teams in college athletics. Me and my team are here to keep you updated on all of them. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on the Talk of the Town, WAOV 97. 7.7 FM.
Bob and Tom.
Besides being a professional comedian, Jeff is started as a hobby. You carve these wands?
Or? Yeah, sometimes I use a knife and I use a Dremel.
Dremel.
And then I shape them, then I stain them.
What are they made out of?
Wood.
Okay.
All right, it's sort of a spiral design. Yes, a stick.
That is my personal wand.
Right? Don't smell it.
That explains.
Bob and Tom in the morning.
This is your station for Bob and Tom, starting at 5 a.m. weekday mornings.
Help is here for those with low vision. Here's another community event on WAOV. The Will Center, or Wabash Independent Living and Learning Center Low Vision Program, will have quarterly support meetings aimed at individuals with some sort of visual impairment. meetings organized by the Will Center's Low Vision Program. It'll be held at the Knox County Public Library Meeting House at 6th and Hart Street. For more information, call the Low Vision Program at 812-298-9455.
Weather brought to you by Pond's Brake Shop. If you have a heart problem, you see a heart doctor. If you're having brake problems, see the brake doctor. Pond's Brake Shop on North 6th Street of Vincennes is your brake specialist. Cars, trucks, big or small, Pond's can fix your brake problems. Pond's Brake Shop, North 6th Street of Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOP weather forecast. This afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy. Temperatures falling to the lower 30s. Cloudy tonight, lows in the low 20s. Tuesday, sunny, look for highs in the low 30s. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs in the mid-30s. And Thursday, calling for chance of afternoon showers, highs in the low 40s. That's your weather forecast from the Talk of the Town, 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company radio station. Thanks so much for tuning in. And Greg, thanks so much for joining us again here on Monday.
Yep, yep.
It's a great...
Hey, we got a special greeting today.
Oh, we love specials.
This past weekend, I was a real good family friend's 90th birthday, and I want to dedicate this show to Irene Beezer Godsey. Ah. And she's a wonderful little lady that actually she's kind of famous. She was the first female EMT in the state of Indiana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very
so
exciting.
Pretty amazing. She's celebrating her 90th birthday.
Fantastic. Well,
so
happy
birthday and dedication to her and shout out to her and her family.
That's great. That's great. Always nice to be able to say hello and thank people for listening in. And I'm trusting you had a great holiday weekend.
Great weekend. Great weekend.
Good. Mine as well. But you guys had a lot happening there at the store this weekend, did you?
Yes. You know, had Black Friday and then, special sales on Saturday for Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we had real good attendance. And that's what we're going to talk about gifts today. Cause, you know, now Thanksgiving over, the official Christmas season has started. So
yes.
It's time to start thinking about, okay, what are we going to get Aunt Mary that's got everything?
You know, there you go. And that's true. And that's one of the many great things about Regal Furniture is your gift gallery. There's lots of different options available. Men, women, all ages, all price points, and lots of great options available for you, everyone there at the store.
We're going to talk about a lot of those gifts today, Cher. And, you know, and also, you know, a gift certificate is always the perfect gift. If you don't know what to get somebody, get them a gift certificate. Let them pick out their own gifts. And we have those. We can write them up for you. And we will gift wrap them. We'll box the gift certificate.
Uh-huh.
Gift wrap it for you. Make a real pretty package with berries on it or holly and a big bow, homemade bows. And, you know, really make it look festive and you'll feel like Christmas.
There you go. Because I know some people have said gift cards or gift certificates are kind of blah and not exciting for Christmas. But, you know, my kids... Oh my gosh, they're both in their 20s now, but you know, they'd much rather have a gift card somewhere so they can pick out exactly what they want. And I'm kind of that way myself. I'm a little picky about things. So giving gift cards or certificates is not a bad thing.
Well, I have 5 teenage granddaughters, or almost, well, the youngest wasn't a teenager yet, but almost, she's getting close. And I give them gift cards for Christmas, and they love it because then they can pick out anything they want.
Yeah, so. Well, and, you know, that's awesome that you guys will gift, you know, put it in a box and gift wrap it so it's a real nice gift under the tree.
Yeah, they have something to open, so they feel like it is a present.
Sure, sure.
But it's not one of those that you go, oh, gosh, what am I going to say about this? Why in the world did they ever get me this? And you can't say that at the time.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
So, you know, sometimes, you know, that gift certificate really fills a void that, when you don't know what to get.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and if you're the first time going into a family or, and you maybe don't know everybody and you exchange names and,
right.
you know, you don't know that person yet or maybe haven't even met them, you know, a gift card's kind of a neutral safe zone type of thing that you can give away and, you know, not offend anyone or get them, and like you said, get them something exciting.
Right, right.
All right.
And then you need that gift for that neighbor that's just really super nice.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
yet you don't want to spend so much on it that it breaks your budget.
Mm-hmm.
But you want something nice.
Right.
So then it's like, okay, what do you do?
Right.
And that's when I like to buy a gift bag with a little goodie in it, you know?
Very nice.
Then I go over, I play Santa Claus. I go over on Christmas Eve night. And I hang it on their doorknob.
Very nice.
You know, wrap it in one of our little white gift packages.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in a gift bag and put a bow on the gift bag. And
very nice.
Hang it on the doorknob. Then they've got a surprise when they go out to get the paper or whatever. So.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet. All right. Well, let's remind everybody, you are from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery.
Right.
And where can we find Regal Furniture?
Regal Furniture is right at the corner of 4th and Bustrin. Big grand awning around the place. Real easy to find. You know, and we're glad to have anybody walk in. You know, we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
Yes.
Open by appointment in the evenings. I always stay and meet people in the evening if that's better for them, or even on Sunday if that's a necessity.
Oh, very nice.
So, you know, we try to be open for our customers when they want us to be open.
Yeah. You were talking about being busy this past weekend. I was in the store on Saturday, a small business Saturday, shop local. There were definitely quite a few people in the store while I was there. A lot of great buzz and, you know, a lot of excitement on the shoppers' faces and while I saw them there over in the gift gallery area. Well, all through the store because it's just beautiful and, just so nice. And it was good to see so many people out and about in downtown Vincennes shopping this weekend and going
right.
in
we
and
were very
patronizing
busy Saturday. So.
I saw lots of great ideas for different gifts for people in the store and right. not just for Christmas. I mean, these are things that, you know, you can buy now when they're on sale and save them for a birthday or
exactly
anniversary or a wedding gift or, I mean, just so many different things. Anything and everything that you can imagine is in there. So lots of options are available.
That's true. Awesome.
All right. Well, we're going to take our first break. These breaks just come so fast anymore. So, and when we return, we're going to talk about planning some ideas for Christmas gift shopping.
Right.
And
right.
Different ideas, what's available there in the store. So be sure and stay tuned.
Is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustrin Streets, Vincennes.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people.
The Rush Limbaugh Radio Program.
What do we talk about on this program? We talk about ideas on this program. Policy, ideas, same thing. We talk about events. Of course, we talk about people, but in the context of ideas.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOB.
WAOV is the oldest station in Knox County and is focused on the community. Have a community calendar event that benefits a nonprofit organization? Share it with our audience by dropping a flyer at the Brevoort House at 522 Bustrin Street in downtown Vincennes. You can also fax it to us, 812-885-2604. Email it to news@originalcompany.com or just send it in the mail to Post Office Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana, 47591. Let WAOV help you get the word out about your community event.
Churches, while your message is important to the people who regularly attend, you can send the same message to thousands of people throughout the area every week. Whether it's a program or broadcast of your service or outreach about the activities and services you have, radio is an economical and efficient way to reach the community. For more information, log on to originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana, 47591. Make sure you ask about our direct mail outreach program. For more information, contact us at originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana, 47591.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thanks so much for tuning in. We're here each Monday at the 3 o'clock hour for the Ask the Designer show, and Greg Grizzly from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery is my co-host. We have so much fun on this show, Greg.
We do have a good time.
We say it's the Ask the Designer show, but we talk about so much more, not just designing or decorating or furniture. We talk about party planning.
Gifts.
Food. That's my favorite thing. But, and as we mentioned earlier before the break, we're going to talk about buying that gift.
Right.
Perfect gift for somebody.
And we were talking about, before we went on the air, the gift, the first thing I want to talk about, the wind and willow mixes. Those things are so nice.
They are.
And they're easy to do. They're not difficult. You can do. And we have a bunch of different recipes for all the different things we carry.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to make a cheese ball, there's other topics. Like I use the chocolate covered strawberry cheesecake mix to make the little tarts that I serve for 100 men who cook. And
scrumptious, by the way.
Yeah, they were tasty. You were my taste tester.
Quality assurance is what I like to call that. I got to make sure that it's good enough for other people to have.
But and I froze it, and that was interesting too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know that you can freeze that one, so that'd be a great one to travel with if you have to travel a distance. They'll be thawed by the time you get there.
Oh yeah.
But they travel really well if you put them in those aluminum tart cups. They hold their shape, you know, and they're just bite-sized that way, and really, you know, pretty tasty. So, you know, that there's a lot of wind and willow mixes, and you were talking about before that you had the bruschetta one over Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It was a bruschetta cheese ball, and I was a little disappointed because they had it hidden, and I didn't see it till it was almost time for lunch. And then, so I had a bite, and I had another bite. And another cracker. I could have just sat and made that my meal. It was scrumptious. It was addicting. It was delicious. And so when I was in the shop Saturday getting those firecracker lights, I happened to notice a couple of the mixes sitting on the counter, and instantly the light bulb came on. I needed to get me that bruschetta mix. So I found that. But yeah, you guys have so many different available. You have multiple ones for cheese balls, and then there's soups, and then there's desserts. There's just so many different ones to choose from.
Right.
And I'm assuming they're all just as easy to make as any one of them. You know,
yeah,
pretty
they're all
simple.
Easy. Yeah. And the one thing I want to, if you ever buy one, share. Almost all of them have an option to add a tablespoon of butter into the mix with the cheese ball or whatever you're making. And I always do that because, you know, you can't ever have too much butter.
There's never enough butter.
That's right. It just makes it a little richer, a little tastier.
That's right.
You know.
But that's how we were raised.
The BLT, wind and willow mix, is real popular for cheese balls. And the soups have been real popular. Matter of fact, one of our grab-and-go gifts is a cup of soup with a soup spoon that fits in the handle.
Oh,
and a little
cute
individual cup of soup from Wind and Willow with it, you know.
Yeah, that's perfect. That'd be
makes
great.
A nice, easy retail gift. You know, you put it in a bag, you put tie it. Great gift for a neighbor or a shut-in or grandma that you don't know what to get, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and the big ceramic mug is cute with that spoon in the handle. It's just really kind of cute.
Easy to hold on
fun.
To.
Fun, yes. Yeah. Easy to hold on to.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to have to get back in there and get a couple more, you know, for the Christmas holidays because, you know, there's going to be four rounds of Christmas for our family. So I'll definitely want to take a cheese ball because those were incredible. And I was very shocked at the price, very low priced in my opinion for, you know, having all the ingredients except for the cream cheese and just a few little things. So very inexpensive. I know sometimes, you know, people don't make things from home because there's so many different ingredients you have to buy and it gets kind of expensive making it yourself, but not this. This was just easy.
They're straight, easy, straightforward things to do.
So they're made especially for people like me that needs not a lot
and me, if I need something in a hurry, it's my go-to thing.
There you go. There you go.
And the other thing that happened Christmas open house and after open house was we had some people that liked certain flavors that we weren't carrying. So they came in and told us, and we've ordered it and have it in now.
Oh, so, very nice. So if there's something we're looking for, just let you know. And if it's available, you'll add it in the next shipment that you
get. There's a Wind and Willow mix that you particularly like, and we don't carry it or we don't have it. We'll order it in for you. Be glad to.
Very nice. Well, that's fantastic. Very good. All right. So today's show, we're focusing on gift buying.
Right.
There's going to be somebody hard to buy for, somebody who has everything, somebody new to the family that maybe you don't know a lot about, and you might have a budget.
Right.
So there's lots of things that might come into effect when choosing gifts.
Right.
So as a professional, if somebody comes to you, what do you suggest is the first thing somebody needs to consider when they get ready to start gift shopping?
Somebody comes in and they've got a price limit, you know, like a lot of sororities and people where they draw names and stuff, limit it to $10, mm-hmm. you know. We've got a crazy little pickle that you put on the tree last on Christmas Eve, and then the child that finds the pickle on the tree on Christmas morning gets an extra little gift of some sort that you've got ready, at the ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a legend from Germany. And it's the legends printed on the box. It's a cute little poem. I wish I knew it by memory. I don't. But, you know, that little gift is like $6. Not expensive, but something that people can put with their Christmas. Every year when they put that pickle on the tree on Christmas Eve night, they'll think of you and think about, well, wasn't that fun that they bought something that you can make into a tradition for your family?
Yeah, yeah. You know. Very nice.
So that's one gift. $6, I think, is what the real cost of those are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can put it in a small gift bag, put a bow on it. You give it to each of your neighbors or your newspaper boy or girl if mm-hmm. you have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to give my mailman a Wind and Willow mix because we have the soups.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it's cold and blustery out, it's always nice. And my mailman goes home for lunch. So, you know, I think this year I'll probably give him a Wind and Willow soup.
Yeah.
To have, you know, one day when he goes home.
And, yeah, very nice. Very nice.
You know, it's easy. It's quick.
Yes.
You know.
Like you mentioned, everything's pretty much together, very little to add to it.
Right.
Easy to make, quick, easy, and back on the street they go.
Right.
Very good. So know your price point, know what you're looking for. Do you recommend making a list of everybody you're shopping for and then maybe writing your budget dollar amount beside them so that way if I, you know, we come into the store, I can say, all right, Greg, here's my list. Let's go to it. And then you've got an idea, mailman, teacher, Secret Santa at work,
Sunday school teacher,
grandma,
whatever.
Dad, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So put the list together and put a price next to it or a budget like you'd like to target around.
And the Wind and Willow mixes, we've got a little grab-and-go gift with the Wind and Willow mix and then a little plate and so on, you know, that's like
$20. Mm-hmm.
It's a nice little gift, and you've got a pretty snowman plate that comes with it, so you have something to put your cheese ball on.
Very nice, yeah.
You know.
Like you mentioned earlier, the soup mix and the soup mug, you know, and so you've got
that. That's a nice grab-and-go
mm-hmm,
gift.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new special that's just coming in. We've got some Vincent's Indiana towels coming in that are a real thirsty, absorbent towel, but there's a state map.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the front that is padded. It almost looks like a quilted outline of the state.
Yeah.
And then it has a little mark, little star where Vincent's is.
Oh, very nice.
And so that nice little stocking stuffer, you know.
Yeah.
Be good for people that's away that wants a little taste of home in their kitchen.
Yeah.
They're very practical. They're easy to send, you know, they're easy to fold up, put in a box.
Yeah.
So if you have somebody away, you know, that might be, if your son's not getting home for Christmas, that might be something you could mail.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I was just thinking that'd be good for Kaylee, my daughter-in-law. Something simple, but she always has a bit of home with her.
Right,
Very nice.
You know, and those are new. I don't think they even had those out Saturday yet.
See them in there.
They should be coming in this week. That's one of our specials for Christmas.
Very nice.
And then, you know, another thing I always suggest for Christmas, we have some really nice lightweight throws.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And they're on sale.
Okay.
So it's a good buy. You can't ever have too many throws.
That's funny you say that. You know, at our house, you don't see somebody without a blanket on them or curled up. And we don't keep the temperature super cold, but it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's the security of having a blanket around you or what, but we're all usually wrapped up into one and snuggled down in our chairs watching TV, the football game or a movie or whatever. So, yeah, I don't think you can go wrong. And it's nice because guys like them too.
Yes.
Kids. Men, women, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, like you said, you can't go wrong with a throw.
Last night I was watching the Colts play, and it was a little chilly in the TV room, and I pulled a small Afghan out and threw it over my leg. Just my arms, my chest wasn't cold, but my legs were kind of cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I put that little throw across my lap and cozy warm and watched the Colts win another game.
There you go. Yeah, I wasn't sure about that, but
Vinatieri, it was a squeaker.
I know. Boy, the way the first half ended, I thought the Colts weren't going to have a very good game the second half, but they came back and did well, and then Vinatieri sealed the deal there in those last few seconds.
Yep, right down the middle.
Gosh, you know, he is notorious for that. I mean, won some Super Bowls doing that way.
Very talented guy.
45 years young, too, and still going strong.
One of the oldest in the league.
Hopefully he'll continue to play for a lot of years because it's very rare for him to miss. So
yes, it is.
That's a good thing. All right, so what other ideas or what else should we consider when we're shopping?
I love to do Christmas pillows for a gift at Christmas.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because even if they don't want them in their TV room, they're pretty tossed on a bed. They're pretty by a fireplace. They're pretty on a settee if you've got a little hall bench or something like that. They're cute in a side chair.
Yeah.
You really can't have too many Christmas pillows. You got lots of places to use them.
Well, and you know, that's probably something not a lot of people would necessarily spend their money on because it's Christmas and I got all these gifts to buy. I'm not going to spend that kind of money on me. You know, I don't want to waste my money on that, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know if you saw it, but we got a really pretty kind of a giant lumbar-shaped Merry Christmas pillow in the store. It's black with gold lettering.
Ooh,
on it.
I did not see that. I'm not sure how I missed that.
You might have to go back and look for it.
Well, of course, of course. Yeah, I had a couple little ones with me, so I'm surprised I didn't get stopped to see all the bling on that. But what other stuff do you recommend and we should be conscientious of when shopping?
Christmas ornaments are always a nice gift. It's a great thing to start for a grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
Then by the time they get 18, they've got 18 Christmas balls to put on their first tree if they leave home or, you know, or if they're older, if they're in their early 20s, they've got 20 Christmas balls to put on a small tree on their first, when they have their first apartment.
Very good
idea. You know,
and
one ornament a year, just whatever strikes your fancy. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, year one or anything special. It can be just a Christmas ornament.
Very nice. And you have some neat ones. Again, thinking about those friends and family that are away from home, you have the Indiana and Illinois.
We have Indiana and Illinois state cutouts, and they're very popular. We have cardinals, feathered cardinals on the tree, and we have some ceramic ones and some little small feathered ones, all different sizes. You know, a lot of people are St. Louis Cardinals fans.
Yeah.
That's a nice gift for them.
True.
They can always add it to a wreath on their door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the little cardinal birds have a little clip on.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little clip on. They're easy to add to another piece. That cardinal tree is always popular.
Yeah.
Always popular.
Yeah, it is stunning with all the lights.
State bird, also cardinals for the St. Louis Cards. So, you know, it's a win-win. You know, we've got some unusual Christmas ornaments this year. There's some really pretty prisms this year that's on a tree. And then there are a mercury-type bulb that has a drop below it. It's an unusual shape.
I don't think I saw that.
Well, you know, you have to look at every tree and look at all the pieces on it because Jane's great. She does a lot of things on a tree, and they're always interesting.
They are.
The other thing that in the Christmas ornaments is, you know, acrylic's always good, the clear ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's neat is the lights I've got in the front window, those kind of starburst lights.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed those. Those
will go outside if you have a sheltered porch.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they come with a remote control, so you can turn them on and off from inside.
Very nice.
So that's another nice gift, you know, because anybody could hang one of those someplace.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, it's time for our next break. And when we return, we're going to continue talking about gift ideas, suggestions on what to get, and staying on price point. So be sure and stay tuned.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. Vincennes police arrested a Decker man overnight following a traffic stop at 15th and Nicholas. Officers stopped a vehicle driven by 46-year-old Terry Weininger. During the stop, Weininger was found to be driving on a suspended license. He was booked in the Knox County Jail on $4,000 bond. AAA Motor Club is reporting the average price of gas at $2.34 a gallon, 22 cents lower than the average nationally at $2.56. Lowest price of gas right now, $2.29 in Martin County, right now in Knox County, averaging at $2.42 a gallon. Some places though selling for less, $2.35 right now in Davies County, $2.37 in Greene County, $2.35 in Sullivan County. In Pike County, it's at $2.41 today and $2.40 in Gibson County. Today starts week three of the City of Vincennes leaf collection schedule. Crews are set to collect leaves in the area bounded by 1st Street, Kimmel Road, Hart Street, and St. Clair Street. The collection area will also include the Jackson Heights and Wolf Hollow areas. The first round of leaf collection will be completed early next month. And the first weekend of the annual Christmas light display brought hundreds of visitors to see the traditional light display just north of Vincennes. More news at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Tom Lee.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Farm Market Closing Report. Everything down. This update brought to you by IOM Grain. Buying high-quality, non-GMO food-grade soybeans. They ensure you have the best varieties to keep your yields competitive and get a premium on all bushels delivered. IOMGrain.com. Only the wheat market amongst the ags worked higher to open up the new week. Soybeans especially weak, dragging the corn market lower as well. December corn went to 356, down 3. March 368 down 2.5, and May 2.5 lower at 375.75. The bean charts don't look good. January now at 862.25, down on the day 18.75. March 876.25 off 18.5. December wheat though 507.5 up 7.75. February live cattle 120, 65 down 27. Lean hogs 65, 55 down 227. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
One Knox City team in action tonight. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. That would be the North Knox Lady Warriors. They'll host North Central. Lady Warriors come in 5-2. Lady Birds at 4-1. 7:30 with the varsity action from North Knox. You can hear that game on our sister station, WUZR 105.7. Some other girls' games tonight. White River Valley at Clay City. Tecumseh will visit South Spencer. Evansville North plays at Wright's. Bossy will host Webster County, Kentucky. And Castle will visit Owensboro Catholic. Some junior high sports this evening. Clark 8th grade boys host Hopstad at 6:30. Clark 7th and 8th grade girls at Hopstad at 6:30. Revay 7th and 8th grade boys host North Knox at 6. South Knox 5th and 6th grade girls basketball teams will host Bar Reeve starting at 6 this evening. Once again, the North Knox Lady Warriors on WUZR tonight taking on the North Central Lady Birds. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports. Here's an event from WAOV. Picks with Santa going on to the Bridgepoint Health Campus. That'll be Saturday, December the 1st, 9 to 11. They'll be at the Bridgepoint Health Campus at 1900 College Avenue in Vincennes. $10 a photo, the digital copy of the picture. Donations will go to Knox County Shop with a Cop. You can contact Brenda Sims to reserve your spot. For more information, call 812-886-9870.
97.7 FM, WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy. Temperatures falling to the lower 30s. Cloudy tonight, lows in the low 20s. Tuesday, sunny. Look for highs in the low 30s. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs in the mid-30s. And Thursday, calling for chance of afternoon showers, highs in the low 40s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM, WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and thanks so much for tuning in. It's the Ask the Designer show. We're here on Mondays at the 3 o'clock hour, the live local hour, 3 o'clock each day, Monday through Friday, here on WAOV. Mondays, it's the cool kids. It's Greg Grizzly and I here for the Ask the Designer show. Tuesday, we have Mark Hill and Mark McNeese in for the Mark and Mark Show, talking about community events going on, different things, and latest trends. Thursday is the Lawyer Show with Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan. I always want to put the wrong last name with each one of those guys. And they're here on Thursdays. So you tune in, listen in. We have a lot of fun, but never miss a Monday.
Never miss Monday. Never,
they say on when you work out, you should never miss a Monday at the gym. Well, never miss a Monday by tuning in with us. That's we have right. So much fun.
That's right.
And this week, Greg, we are talking about gift shopping, picking the right gift, staying on the budget, and Regal Furniture has it all. I mean, yeah. You've got something for everyone. It doesn't matter.
We've got
man,
a whole
woman.
Wall of kitchen gadgets, Cher.
So,
you know.
I mean, lots of useful, cute things.
Right.
And something we've briefly talked about, and we really haven't talked in detail, is free gift wrapping.
Free gift wrap. Mm-hmm. We sure do.
Incredibly
and we do
beautiful.
Pretty gift wrap.
Gift wrapping. Yeah. It's not just like, you know, your three-year-old niece or nephew.
It's not a pre-made stick-on bow.
Yeah.
Make our own bows and, you know, do our own decor on the packages.
There's always a little ivy or, you know, or holly or, you know, flower or something on there.
Christmas balls, mm-hmm. Mistletoe, different kinds of things, cedar, pine.
So cute.
Tie stuff in the bow or glue it onto the package.
Yeah.
Make it really festive.
Yeah. Miss Jane... Yeah. I want to brag. I mean, she really had a lot of beautiful floral arrangements all out throughout
the
store. The trees, we got to remind listeners, those trees, those aren't just on display.
They're for sale. That's right.
Yeah, gorgeous trees. Are the sale trees still available? I know when you had your
There's
open house.
There's only one left.
Man, I mean, if anybody's looking, that's a steal because it's
a 6-foot green tree pre-lit. $300.
Yeah.
There's
I mean,
one
that's
left.
Less than half price. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, nice and full. And like we mentioned, all the trees are available for purchase.
Right.
And they can come fully dressed, decorated as they mm-hmm. are. You can pick some of the items to stay on, or you can get it completely
naked.
Just the tree itself. That's right. Completely naked. And if they purchase the tree from you fully decorated.
Right. We take it down.
Yeah.
They take it to the house.
Yeah.
Put it back together and leave it in all its glory for
How
you to enjoy
awesome
it for the
is
holidays.
That? That's fantastic. You don't have to worry. Because, see, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, and I have this thing in my mind. I see it in the store. I have this picture. I have this vision. And if I took it home and tried to do it myself, it would never look the way it looked to begin with. I'd be so mad and disappointed. I would be grumpy. And hard to live with. So if you're like me, just go to Regal Furniture. Get a fully decorated tree. Let Greg and the crew bring it to the house and put it up for you. And even better yet, let them come wrap it up and mm-hmm. store it for you until next year.
Right.
And they'll bring it back and decorate it again for you. How incredible is that?
That's right. If you need outdoor lighting put up, we do that too.
And what's nice is there are some people who just can't physically do those things anymore. You know, they're a little
bit. But they want to have something outside and look festive.
And you know, they're afraid they're bothering somebody. It's too much work. But that's one of the great services available with Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery is this tree installation or the lights outside or whatever.
Right.
And I think it's huge, the taking down and storing for a year because, you know, some people have downsized or they're in an assisted living facility or, you know, now they're in a condo and they don't have the room. you guys have that storage space available.
That's right.
So very, very nice, very useful. And again, just you bring it right out and pop it back up the next year.
That's right.
Fantastic. That's right. Okay, so now we've talked about a few different gift ideas. What else?
We want to talk about kitchen gadgets. I'm trying to get you going on that.
Yeah, kitchen gadgets.
We've got a nice wall of kitchen gadgets. You know, a couple of cute little kitchen gadgets in a bag is a great gift for a good neighbor.
Yeah.
You know. Something and we useful. Have all kind, everything from food storage things to actually bundt cake pans and cookie sheets. And, you know, I replaced my oven racks with cookie sheets. I bought the full sheet size cookie sheet, jelly roll cake, actually jelly roll pan, and they fit my oven exactly. I can take my oven rack out and just put my cookies, my jelly roll tray full of cookies in place of it, and I'm ready to
You're good to go. Very nice. Very, very nice. Now, I have to say, at the open house, the very first tree that sold that was bought was your kitchen Christmas tree.
That's right.
It was so cute with all the little different kitchen gadgets on it as decorations with some lights and some ribbon. Adorable. Absolutely adorable. And it was the first one out the door that day.
Yep.
Very nice.
Very first one.
Very nice. And, you know, we've talked about people who have everything and finding something for them. But who doesn't like new kitchen stuff once in a while, you know? But you don't want to spend the money out of your own pocket, maybe, or you don't, well, the girls laughed at me. We were making a cake for it to take to my sister's Thanksgiving and my family's Thanksgiving. And I asked them to guess how old my hand mixer was. I bought that hand mixer when I moved out from home in 1990. They couldn't believe that how old it was. You don't use it very often and it works. Why would I want to replace that? Well, maybe because you never know when it's going to start smoking. So far, you know, at some point this becomes a guessing game into is this going to work or is it going to catch on fire? So, you know, at some point you might want to look at getting something new. But, you know, so kitchen gadgets are handy and fun and cute, and especially the way you have things decorated and fixed up for the holidays. It's really cute.
My mixer, my hand mixer that I use at home, Cher, came from Risley and Son Furniture. It's a Sunbeam product.
Oh, yeah. Mine's a Sunbeam.
In 1957.
Okay, you have mine beat. So, yeah.
But I'm serious. I use it.
Still use it to this day.
I still use the hand mixer to this day. Uh-huh. Now, the, you know, I do have one on the shelf, though, in a box, because I think this thing's bound to kick the bucket soon. Every time I get it out, I think, okay, am I going to burn it up this time?
See, that's where I am with it now, but I'm still using it. I'm going to use it till it blows up.
Mine gets a little warm. You know, it gets pretty hot, but, you know, mine's all metal. There's no plastic on it.
Yeah.
You know, so it does get a little warm. If you touch that body of that thing when you're done, it's hot.
It is. Yeah, it is. And that's another reason why I'm like, okay, this might be it. This could be it.
But. Right.
Okay, so lots of cute kitchen gadgets, and that's really good for a man or a woman.
Right.
Young, exactly. Older, because even if they are a little older or retired, they still like to cook. They may not cook as often
or
big meals, but
we've got a hamburger press in the store.
Oh, yeah.
Where you put your hamburger in it and press it down and make your hamburger patties. And somebody was in the other day and they said, I haven't seen one of these in years. And I go, yeah. Because nobody makes their own hamburgers anymore. They buy them pre-made.
Oh, man, I like to.
But I like my own.
Me too. Me too. I have one of those.
I mix a little sirloin in with my ground beef. So.
Oh. Now, what kind of flavoring do you like to put in with your burgers?
Oh, I do all kinds of things. Sometimes I put the cheese inside the burger. Cube up mozzarella or pepper jack or something like that. Put that inside the burger. I like to do different cheeses on the burger. I like to add bacon because I think bacon just makes it a lot better.
Bacon fixes everything.
Yeah.
It just does.
And my kids love, I make baked bacon.
Me too.
When they come home. And I'll take a pound of bacon and throw it in a baggie with brown sugar and a little bit of Worcestershire sauce. And then I bake it at 400 degrees for about 10 minutes on a broiler pan. Well, it's not greasy because all the grease strips out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And it's nice and crispy.
Yeah.
And just that, like pan fried, really, I think.
Yeah.
By doing
and
it
that
way.
That brown sugar coating just crystallizes on it and makes it, oh my.
I'll have to try that next time.
Oh, it's easy. You know, just shake it up with a little bit of brown sugar and you're ready to go.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay, so we've got our kitchen gadgets. What else would be a good idea for that hard to buy for a person?
Well, I'm going to suggest something, but we don't have too many left. That's the lighted pictures for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice little gift to buy somebody because that's a great piece to put in a powder room where you got a little picture. Take it down and put a small picture up for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some really neat little 9x9-inch canvases that have some Christmas items on that are on sale right now.
I didn't notice those.
That's on that sale table in the middle of the gift shop.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's some pretty little canvases there that are pretty in a kitchen for Christmas, you know, to give you a little bit of Christmas cheer.
Well, you know, I've got a couple of the bigger ones that I just absolutely love, and they're great for hallways. They put a little bit of light, you know, light it up in there, and you don't need to do anything extra. I mean, it makes a great splash of the holiday decoration in any room. So
take one picture down and put one of the lighted pictures up in its place, and wherever you got a single picture, it works.
Or,
you know, take a mirror down, replace it with a lighted picture.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, and if you really want to get festive, like you mentioned before, is, you know, maybe do one of those. And if you have another picture on the wall, take it off and wrap it up with some real bright, shiny wrapping paper and put a bow on the end. And you've really then become quite festive.
Make
and you can do that in the smaller sizes just as well in the smaller rooms.
Just wrap it up like a package.
Mm-hmm. And it does a lot. It really does.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So what about the guys? What about a man that maybe might be a little bit challenging to buy for? What would you suggest?
The cup of soup is a great thing for the guy because it takes nothing to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they can microwave it. I like the cup of soup idea for them. We've got some pretty towels with some wine logos on them and things that they can use in their bar.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a nice gift. I think we've still got some little corks for wine bottles that you can add in that are masculine looking. There's some little trays that are nice for a man to put on his chest of drawers, throw his change in.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, I like the Indiana Illinois wood ornaments for a man too.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That'd be nice to send, you know, and, matter of fact, that'd be a nice gift for a grandchild that maybe doesn't live in Indiana or Illinois
anymore. Yeah.
Send them a little piece of home, so to speak.
Well, and you know, for a guy or those who live out of state, they can even just like hang it on the window. You know, like a not.
Right,
like a sun catcher, but
they can hang it on a visor too.
Yeah.
But what I like about the Indiana and Illinois little cutouts are, they're big enough that you can write something on the back of it. So if it's a grandchild, you could put Christmas 2018 with love. Like my kids all call me Pops.
Pops.
I would sign it Pops.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, or dad or mother or something like that. I know I've got some things that my parents would give me over the years that they wrote on it the year and when I got it. And it's always nice to see that and see that familiar handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And both my parents are gone now. So those things mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
So. You know, and if we leave things like that, you know, maybe we'll never be forgotten.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, it's time for our final break, and stay tuned for our wrap up on gift shopping.
Chief medical correspondent and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
Message do not text and drive. Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text STUDY to 484848. Text STUDY to 484848 to try Babbel for free.
Anna. Hey, Pete the Planner here with Indiana's College Choice 529 Direct Savings Plan, a tax-advantaged way to save for any eligible post-secondary school. Plus, Indiana residents who contribute may receive a 20% state tax credit of up to $1,000 per year. Open a College Choice 529 plan account or make your contributions now. Learn more at collegechoicedirect.com.
Non-qualified withdrawals may be subject to federal and state taxes and penalties. Read the disclosure statement carefully before investing.
Getting Healthy Indiana Plan or HIP benefits is an easy choice when you choose Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. If you're 19 to 64 years old and qualify for HIP, you get great doctors, reliable care, and many benefits to help you stay healthy. Sign up for HIP Plus and you'll get dental and vision care too. It's an easy choice. Get HIP. Choose Anthem. Call 1-877-GET-HIP-9. That's 1-877-438-4479.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back for the final segment here on the Ask the Designer Show. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and we thank you so much for tuning in. Greg Grizzly, my co-host of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery.
Yep.
And
Santa Claus himself.
That's right. Well, if you guys know Greg, he's got the full beard going on. This has been going on for a few months growing out. And Are you going to play Santa at some point at the store, or have
no,
you been?
No, but everybody said I should. You really look like Santa. I got the rosy cheeks and the blue eyes. So.
You do that white beard and the nose, and the cheeks. Yeah, you may have to consider that for next year at the open house.
I might have to. My granddaughter thinks it's great. My youngest granddaughter loves it.
Oh, I bet. Very, and you know, it's all real, so very realistic. Yeah, but this wasn't just No Shave November for you. This has been a couple of months growing here.
Yep.
But that's all good.
Not going to get real long and stringy. I don't like the long and stringy beards. So.
No. Very well groomed, manicured, definitely.
I was kind of disappointed the Macy's. Santa had kind of a stringy looking beard this year.
He was a little rough looking for Santa.
I have never seen that before, and I still prefer the trimmed, little trimmed beard that, you know, is a little nicer.
Professional Santa, we'll call him.
There we go.
Very nice, very nice. So today we've been chatting about gift ideas of for the hard to buy for, or the men, or just struggling with different ideas. And any final tips that you can share with us on what you
lanterns,
recommend?
Lanterns are big this year. Yeah, I mean, they're...
I love mine.
Put some pine on it and a bow, and you've got the perfect Christmas item.
Yeah, you and know, if you need
use them instead of a wreath on a door. They, you know, most of them have handles, so they can hang on a door, or hang on a wreath hanger, you know. And then, of course, Jane's got some really neat hangers in the store that you can hang some of the small lanterns on. A red can, you know, a red lantern with a white candle and a red and white bow.
Gorgeous.
Just screams Christmas with some greenery in it.
And the nice thing is it can stay up till March. It can be your winter decoration.
Right. It can be winter. It doesn't have to be Christmas. You know. The other thing that we didn't talk about today that's a nice gift are those little Christmas tree scent discs use at the store.
I forgot to get those.
They're $6. Yeah. They're cheap. They're not expensive. They're nice. They add that touch of holly to the house you know, make you feel like it's really Christmas. So
yeah, I need to stop in and get some of those because I forgot that on Saturday. And actually, that's what I went in for. And then then it was like, oh, wait, I need lights. So I got the firecracker lights. And then I remembered I wanted that Wind in the Willow cheese ball stuff. And then I forgot what I went in there for, the whole scented pine discs.
Right.
So good thing is you still have some, so I can swing by and grab those. But so people, you know, don't fret, don't worry. Don't stress over your Christmas gift shopping. All you need to do is stop by Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Stop by, talk to Greg or Becky or Jane. Yep. Give them a call. And remind everybody, Regal Furniture is located at 4th and Bustrin.
Right.
And your
phone number is 812-886-4444. Real easy to remember, 886-4444.
And if you can't swing by Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, don't worry.
Right. You can call me and make an appointment.
Give you a call. Chat with whoever answers the phone. Let them know who you're looking for, the budget.
Right.
And then that way they can brainstorm, get a few different ideas. And when you come in after hours, they can show you those ideas and boom, it's all done real easy peasy.
Right.
So, and those hours again are Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
9 to 5 regular time.
Perfect, perfect. And any final comments on gift giving?
We have time for a recipe?
Of course. We always have time for food, Greg. You know me. I make time for food.
I got a dandy today. Oh, this is turtle cookies.
Turtle cookies. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. All right, let me get my pen out here. I'm ready. Let's
Four tablespoons of unsalted butter. Package of semi-sweet chocolate chips. Can of sweetened condensed milk. Teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups chopped pecans toasted, 1.25 cups caramel bits. And the icing is just 1 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips and 2 teaspoons of shortening.
Ooh.
First thing you do, preheat your oven to 350. Microwave the butter on high until melted. Add chocolate chips and milk and microwave until chips are melted. Stirring every 30 seconds. Remember, don't overcook in the microwave. Don't burn your chocolate.
Be patient, young warrior. Be patient.
I do every 15 seconds. I usually set the microwave 15 seconds and stir. Then stir in your vanilla. Add the flour and mix well. Then stir in the pecans and the caramel bits.
Mm-hmm.
You drop the dough by tablespoons full, 2 inches apart, onto paper parchment-lined baking sheets. Bake until edges are set, 7 to 9 minutes. Cool on the pan for 2 minutes. Remove to wire racks to cool completely. For icing, microwave chocolate chips and shortening on high until melted. Drizzle over cooled cookies. Store in an airtight container.
That's very important.
That's a great gift for people that really like homemade cookies.
Yeah, and again,
easy
to make. You can make a batch or double batch. One set for home or whatever party you might be hosting or going to, and then divvy those out for some others that are teachers, Sunday school teachers, shut-ins.
Remember to take some to the bank people, the post office people that work, that you help you every day. Make sure your life runs smoother. You know, don't forget those service people that you see on almost a daily basis, many of you.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Hairdressers, because they make you look better when you're not looking the greatest.
Right.
Dog groomers, vets, doctors. Yeah, yeah.
Teachers.
Definitely. Yeah, teachers.
Good neighbors.
Great neighbors. Great friends.
Right.
You know, yeah. And who doesn't like a turtle? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We're from Vincennes. Charlie's candy shop is, you know, overflowing with turtles.
Yeah.
So
excellent candy.
Yeah.
Excellent candy.
Yeah. Everybody from here loves those. All right. Well,
this is the cookie form just for Christmas. And remember, Santa loves turtles.
Yes. Yeah. That's good. That's a good thing. All right. Well, we are almost out of time.
So everybody have happy holidays. Remember, come see me at Regal Furniture, 106 North 4th Street, Vincennes, 812-886-4444.
Open Monday through Saturday.
9 to 5.
9 to 5. And by appointments in the evenings or even on Sunday. Santa works Sundays. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be back here next Monday. And have a great week.
that's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Mexico beefing up security near its border with the U.S. after some migrants rushed a border crossing.
And in some cases started throwing rocks and large pieces of cement. Now, because of that, Border Patrol agents